This is a grief meditation, which is adapted from the work of Stephen Levine. So start by settling into your posture and bringing your attention to the present moment. And now gradually bring your attention to the center of your chest. This is a place of high sensitivity. Notice if there's any ache there. We're talking about the area right at your sternum. Is there a physically painful quality there to this mental longing? And now, take your thumb and very gently press right into your sternum. Begin very gradually and exert pressure. First of all, just feel the sternum, the bone there, and imagine it as an armoring that keeps you from opening your heart, a blocked entrance to your spacious nature. And now very carefully and very slowly, with mercy, push into that point very gently but firmly and let that pain into your heart. And don't forget to breathe. Go ahead and breathe through that point and through that pain into your heart. You're going to want to push it away, so just gently relax the intention of pushing it away and push into it. Let it go ahead into your heart and breathe that pain right into your grief point. So you're pushing your thumb in steadily but without force into an ache, this point of sensation at the center of your chest, and you're bringing a merciful awareness to it. You're using the pressure on that grief point to enter years of accumulated, unfelt, unexpressed, unexamined feelings. And you're going right through the exhaustion of the ordinary, everyday grief that has now become contracted and as hard as a rock. So go ahead and gently push into that pain, past the resistance to life, past fear, past doubting yourself, past distrust. If you can, see if you can steadily push past the feeling of being unsafe and all the holding of feeling unloved, and the 10,000 moments that you put yourself out of your heart, all that judgment, all that longing, all that anger. It's not just your current situation whose grief you are bearing, it's years of it. It's hidden. Shame, secret fears, unrequited love. Maybe you've not even spoken to anyone about those. Just go ahead and let it in. It's safe. It's safe now to let it in. Because you're having mercy and compassion on yourself in this moment. So let it in. This is life. Let it in at last. And go ahead and breathe that pain into your heart, because your heart has the space for it, all the way past those holdings and longings of a lifetime. Let it in at last, and let your heart break. All those losses, all those hurts, all that grief, the grief of a lifetime that's been dumped on that spot, layer after layer, and that's been holding you back from your life, holding you out of your own heart. Push it in and breathe that in at last. Let your heart experience at last all those parts of your life that you've pushed away. You think there's little room in your heart for all that pain, but let it in and receive it with mercy instead of fear or judgment, and cradle that pain gently, lovingly in your heart, and let each breath gently rock that cradle. All the pain in our heart that we've tried so long not to feel, now it's drawn in with each breath. All the headlines we've tried to push away, all the news of a suffering world, the world inside and outside on fire, grasping, drawing, longing and dread, all the children starving, all the men and women who have been abused and are being abused right now, all the suffering of the world that's happening in this instant, all of it, all of their pain, which is all of our pain, let it in. All the people who have died, and all the people we'll lose, all the fears, the losses. If you feel like fear is telling you to stop, just continue gently but with mercy for yourself and let that deep healing in. Push in gently, gently but firmly, not as a punishment but as a willingness to go beyond old protections and escapes, to go beyond all fears. So with great mercy, let this pain that you've trying to elude come into your heart of healing. Let go of all that pain and all that posturing and all that hiding and a lifetime of fear and of anger and of distrust. Go ahead and let it in. It's hard to live with our heart closed all the time. It just takes so much energy to live armored and frightened, unavailable to life and to ourselves. So have mercy and let it in. Let that tender heart receive all those parts of you that say it's self-indulgent to forgive yourself, to let yourself off the hook. And let yourself off the hook. Just let go of that merciless, mistrustful mind, the cold indifference toward the suffering of yourself and of other people. And let those griefs dissolve now into that opening heart. Just go ahead and breathe them into your heart. Let them melt there. Let them be healed so that we can get on with our lives. All the pain in this world, all the pain of this world, all those moments that we've hated ourselves, all the moments we'd rather have been dead, armored right there at the center of our chest and melting away. And all the times that we couldn't say what we wanted because we were afraid we wouldn't be loved. All the times we wondered what love really was. All the times we were disappointed. There at the center of the chest. So much holding, breathing that pain into your heart. Just go ahead and let it in. Let it in. Let each breath draw on through that grief point. Carry that pain right into the center of your heart. Because there's room there for our pain. When we let go of all that armoring and resistance, it's difficult to open to the pain, grief in our body and our fragile mind, and so breathe it into our enormous heart. This heart of mercy drinks from our pain. Let it in. All the fear that we're less than good in God's eyes, that we are not the beloved, breathe it in. All the fears that we have fallen out of grace, that we're cursed or unlovable, held right there at that grief point, breathe it in. breathe it in. A lifetime of pain. Breathe it in. Notice how part of our grief comes from trying to keep grief under control. This mercilessness with which we reject ourselves repeatedly, this often unkind mind, this fearful child we carry. Have mercy on you. Let it into your heart. Let it break your heart at last. Let it die. Everything is changing. The world is being born and proceeding toward death. The people we love most will suffer at times, and there's nothing we can do to keep them from pain. The world is so hard at times. Breathe it in. Let it in. So much that we push aside. So much shame and mercilessness. All the places that we will not forgive ourselves, all the places that we're diminished, the despair, the helplessness, breathe it in. Let the breath take the pain to the center of your heart. The heart has room for it all. Let it in. Have mercy on you. Let that pain go past the fear. All the moments that we weren't loved and weren't loving, all the parts of our lives we've disregarded, regarded with mercy at that grief point, warmly drawn into the healing heart. All the self-cruelty, all our unwillingness to love ourselves, all of our judgment. Each breath bringing old mind into the heart, melting in the embrace of kindness and care. Fear melting, doubt melting, the armoring falling away, exposing the luminescent whirl of our heart center, our shimmering nature discovered just beyond our pain, the sense of loss flickering in the enormity of what is. Each breath drawing in gratitude for the moment shared with those we have loved and lost, and gratitude for the mystery of connection. The fear of a lifetime is melting into the heart, so push ever so gently into it. Breathe that healing mercy right into your heart. It's an enormous energy, this mercy. Let it in. Let that energy into your heart. Draw the shadows into the light, the armor disintegrating, the grief point dissolving into the touch point of the heart. All those hard-edged sensations softening, dissolving into loving kindness. Bring home the lost child, the heart embracing the mind with breath of mercy and the tender caress of forgiveness. As the grief point surrenders its pain to the heart, the pain contents of the mind float in spaciousness of mercy and awareness. The feelings of separation increasingly becoming a sense of inseparability from that loved one, from ourselves. And now let your hand come gently away from the grief point. Let your hand settle into your lap and take off that pressure. And notice that there seems to be an opening where the ache used to be. And you can feel the touch point of the heart when you take your hand away. Breathe in and breathe out of that point. This is the breath of the heart. Let awareness of the flow between the world and your heart be your constant companion. Let the pain which drew your attention to the heart be an initiation into healing you took birth for. May all beings be free of suffering. May all beings focus the spacious heart on the pained mind. May all beings know the joy of their great deathless nature.